Hi, this is J.C. Hutchins, author of the podcast novel trilogy, Seven Son, and you're listening to Buffy Between the Lines.
Did you hear about this place? Will you take a seat beside me? The center lines divide as we drive into the night.
Wow, this brings back memories.
Right, memories about how you haven't been so helpful in the nightly patrolling, right?
No, cranky Spike. But if you see helpful Spike, let him know that we appreciate him.
Yes, otherwise the Hellmouth might turn him invisible.
Poor Marcy. Wonder whatever happened to her.
Poor? The girl was certifiable. Hopefully they kept her locked away for the safety of future queen bees.
Bees? Some invisible girl was killing bees?
No, long story. I'll tell you later.
Yes, exactly how I wanted to spend my later. Catching up on the greatest hits of Sunnydale's past. What do you think this is? One of those episodes of television where they only show clips from previous episodes and try to pass it off as a legitimate episode?
Oh, come on. Sometimes it can be fun telling stories about the past.
Oh, I could tell you about the time Halfrek
and... No!
No one here appreciates my stories.
Oh, I do, love. I do enjoy a good bloodbath. I remember this one
Spike.
Time...
Spike!
You're right, Demon Gal. No appreciation of the finer things in life.
Memories are good. Not all of them good, of course. But it's nice. Telling stories about good times. I miss telling stories about my mom.
Aw, Tara. You can tell me stories anytime.
You would have liked her.
Well, she made you. What's not to like?
My mother died of a hitherto unknown disease. Probably my father's fault.
I'm...
It was over 1,000 years ago, Xander. I think I've had proper time to grieve. It does make any future wedding plans I might have difficult.
You're planning on getting married someday?
Of course. In fact, I'll have you know that...
Whoa, hey, what's that over there?
What? It's hard to see since there's no moon out tonight.
Right, I forgot you lot didn't have the super senses of a vampire. Pity, really. I mean, if you did, you could see very plainly that Xander's just trying to... Oh, bugger.
Buffy Between the Lines will be back after this brief message.
You first met Jack Palms last summer in the world's first noir crime podcast novel, Jack Wakes Up.
It's a cold world and this is life.
And now Seth Harwood is bringing him back. Yes, Jack Palms is back on the scene to shake it down in Jack Palms 2, This Is Life.
It's a cold world and this is life.
Available at SethHarwood.com. And if you haven't heard it already, check out the smash hit podcast, Jack Wakes Up, before it comes out in print on March 16th, Palm Sunday, 2008. SethHarwood.com.
Welcome back to Buffy Between the Lines.
Spike, are you okay?
Fine. Just not sure I can get out.
Since when did the cemetery get a pit of despair?
Must be Reg Williams.
Great vampire census, Spike. Led you right to the mischief-making.
Just wait till I get back up there, Harris.
Wait, Anya, a what?
Reg Williams. They like to dig.
Oh, crap.
Oh, ow!
That's weird. We usually don't get a lot of earthquakes down here. That's more a Northridge thing.
We'd better try and find some rope or something. Help Spike out.
Xander! Oh!
Yeah.
Willow!
Oh!
My heroes.
Okay, I think I finally have it.
Have what?
The outline for my revenge.
You typed it up in Word?
Yes, I never had good penmanship, and this will prove...
You might want to reconsider point one. I think someone else has beat you to it.
Damn.
Everyone okay? I think I broke my arm.
Right as rain here for just pulling an Alice.
I can't feel Xander in this darkness.
Hey, that's me.
I'm fine on, well, as fine as can be expected for falling down a major dark hole.
I need to focus. Maybe I could levitate us or me out of here and get some help.
But you're hurt, baby. Your energy is going to be off.
I've got to try.
Just rest, baby. Jowls is coming by with a bot later. They'll find us.
You're right. So, anyone know any good stories?
Oh, right. Just how I wanted to spend my night.
I could tell you my amusing story about the night I summoned a Gruselag. I thought it was pretty...
No!
Fine. Why don't you tell some amusing story about pre-Anya-filled Sunnydale that will bond you even more as it alienates those of us who weren't there.
Oh, remember that time Buffy saved us from the never-ending test of doom?
Oh, yeah. Something went wonky with the Hellmouth that kept time in our classroom repeating the same hour, and we kept doing the same test over and over and over.
Yep. Buffy and Giles figured it out and pulled us out. I'm glad they did. I haven't been able to enjoy Groundhog's Day ever since.
It's not funny when it happens to you.
So, are we just going to sit here until an old shopkeeper and a mechanical nightmare come and rescue us? No, thanks. I'm going to do a bit of exploring.
Spike, we should probably stay together in case the...
Rigwillian.
In case the Rigwillian show up.
He's fine. Let him do his thing. Probably doesn't want to talk about Buffy.
It's kind of nice, you know? Talking about her.
Yeah, it is.
How did you guys meet, anyway? I never heard the story.
It's a pretty long story, but she just moved here from Los Angeles.
Yeah, and Willow fell in love with her at first glance.
I seem to remember that was a certain young man whose name starts with Zan and ends with Dur.
Oh, that's right. It was me.
She asked me to help her with her schoolwork, and everyone knows I'm good with the school.
And that's the day our lives pretty much changed forever. I mean, hey, if it wasn't for her, we wouldn't be down this hole.
Ow. I think I'm just gonna close my eyes a bit. This really hurts.
No, baby, you can't go to sleep. I'm sorry. If you hit your head, it could be bad. Let's keep telling stories.
Did I ever tell you the one of how I got to meet myself as a vampire?
Totally unfair, too. I never got to meet Vampsander, and I bet he was cool.
Actually, I like you better without all those bumpies.
Well, thanks to your vengeance casting, Anya. I had them.
Well, I didn't know you then. I will admit, though, I was pretty pleased with how badass Buffy was. She even had a scar.
Scar?
You think that's hot, don't you?
No, of course not. Buffy's just a... was just a friend.
Remember last Thanksgiving? I think it was the best Thanksgiving I ever had.
Even with Anya's tuna surprise?
It was a surprise!
Yes, Anya. The surprise was you put the whole fish in it.
Surprise!
You know, we're pretty lucky.
Lucky?
Spike's right. How can you say you've been lucky? You've been beaten up, nearly eaten, set on fire, had your graduation ceremony ruined by a giant snake, and lost your best friend. How are you lucky?
Well, I don't know.
Everyone has rough times, right? But we get to be part of this.
You like this? I mean, I must admit, a certain fondness for causing trouble and avenging women, But what do you get out of all of this?
It's about her.
Huh?
You were all nobodies, eking out a miserable existence of being tormented and teased. She changed it.
I'd love to disagree with you, Spike, old boy. But I got nothing.
I miss her.
55 days, 10 hours, and 3 minutes since she...
Oh! Hello! What evil are you fighting down this hole?
Oh, great. The cavalry's here.
They are? Shall I join you?
No!
Oh. Okay.
Just tell Giles to bring some rope, Buffy.
Oh, rope! Are we going to play that game that Spike likes?
Never mind that, Buffy. Just get Giles. Oh, I never thought I'd have to say that.
Okay. He's still in the car. I'll be right back.
Oh, right. We're out doing the work and he gets to sit in the car. Typical.
We might be all sitting in a car if it weren't for...
Buffy would be proud of us, I think. Here we are, fighting the good fight, falling down holes.
She'd probably be yelling at us right now for falling down said hole.
Well, yeah.
I miss her, too.
Well, that wasn't so bad.
You broke your arm.
I've been working on some healing potions at home. I'll be fine.
I just hope this means you'll be more careful in the future. What would you have done if what was it called again, Anya?
Reguilian.
What would you have done if it had shown up? None of you had weapons.
We kind of left them at home.
We would have stepped on it.
Stepped on it? Anya, I'm not sure that's the best way to...
Reguilians are only the size of earthworms. Stepping is a viable option.
Oh.
Sion, why wouldn't we miss nights like this? Being normal is highly overrated. I, for one, am thankful for this crazy hellmouth we call home.
Reguilians and all?
Reguiligans, talking puppets, robot boyfriends, armies of zombies, magical beer, space demons, and everything.
You know, someone should make a show about our lives.
Nah, couldn't believe it.
I suck. Blood, you know. Yummy.
Oh, oi! That's me, eh?
Just rest, baby. Giles is coming with the bot... Oh, fuck. Why can't I do this today?
Oh, remember that time Buffy saved us from the heavy...
Well, I didn't know you then, and I will admit, though, I was pretty pleased with how bad bus man snip. Spike's right. How can you say that you're lucky? You've been beaten up, nearly eaten, set on fire, had your grudge... Had me hit something. So I have to start again.